Thus I have heard that one man of blessed son was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, a great gathering of monks and the great assembly of holy disciples. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas of immaterial beings. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? As he spoke, the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely under natural terms. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no composition of actors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind, no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on until no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three kinds have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, a mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tiyanta om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how bodhisattva Mahasattva can train in the profound perfection of wisdom. And then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi, said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that it is as well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also teach us. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Sharibati Putra, and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as earthly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah. Yeah. Tere chö nyöba de ne rola bhe je sonje ro ba chö so ba na yin chi ne yoe ye ka de ma ro so ye ka je ten ju chi ge sha wa chi la yang go sa ne de no yin sa ne une chi chö chi na sa na shu chi ke chen bo ta sa chen bo ten ju chi ngone ngon ze chö re te go sa
so today by listening this teaching as we recite may I achieve Buddha for the sake of all sentient being, like we recite. So you know, it is like that. It is a great opportunity to to spend this 2 hours for that kind of wholesome motivations.
Te karse na ngatsu tanda lama jiba tanda ye sode jewa na ye jiba tamba tse pesa ye langa la ji thoma gochu tante kanje zu gorsa na ni dere ngatsu na ye ye ni chu chine chene ang gochu ye ni langa chine ngatsu shu wa ra wa sa.
Because as we recite the supplication prayers to the lineage guru, so you know we are also you know trying to follow their path to enlightenment. So how we going to go about is like you know, like those lineage gurus are same, you know, like us begin, you know, with the listening and studying, and then, you know, contemplate on it, implement on it, whatever you have contemplated, and then eventually, you know, attain the, you know,
their attainments.
So Rinpoche is not telling that he is a great, you know, teacher, but as we, you know, make the prayer wish that, you know, may I never be separate even a moment from a true guru and enjoy the teachings and you know, throughout the lifetime, and eventually may I attain the state of Guru Vajradhara. So like that, you know, we are, you know, trying to, you know, go through that and, you know, same like mentioned earlier, begin from, you know, this path, and, you know, from this path, you know, countless, you know, lamas and teachers, you know, study and, you know, went through this path and attained their attainments. So, and also, you know, from our side also, we are very fortunate that we have, you know, attend the leisures and endowments mentioned here.
Then do you go tell it? So like it, thorn over it. Then that's what you're doing. You're saying it, Bob under what you're doing. And it day you turn the draw under what you pay. 아니 뽑아다 좋아니가 여비 돈에니 뭐네 지야 지 사제션 주선벌에 신로 주셔나요 주는 주야지 당 아니 라니 지도 모디 오도 많이 봐 제세 산나 좋아하게 등적이 영원에 너저 영에 지 찬도 도와서
So by realizing that, you know, if we could able to, you know, utilize this opportunity and also have a sense of, you know, confidence and a sense of pride, grounded with a, reason. Looking at this, you know, it is worthwhile to feel ourselves, a sense of fortune. So from our side also, we have, met all these, resources and well equipped to practice the, path, and as well as from the, teacher side also the same thing. So we should, realize this and think ourselves fortunate, try to start listening the teaching with a, with a positive, attitudes. So to generate that, we will meditate for a couple of minutes. So with this great, extraordinary attitude, what we're going to listen today is called, Stages of the Path to enlightenment, which all the ten directions of the Buddhas practice this.
Mune tone jene chushya ma nyasa lenge jene suna jenta jiye ma tate langri chenpa koro nungo zu ne uzu jene pe langa jene pa chomu jiye jene koro rangi gwa ta jiye gawa roche chomu suna mune chune suna ki peche rinpo ma toba ta
So if we wanna practice genuinely, then, you know, we should practice Lamrim, this Lamrim from the beginning, you know, with every efforts, without, you know, wavering. If we could able to do that, you know, then, you know, we will definitely, you know, achieve, you know, nirvana.
Mato danda bado tusho lo bato kani chena rodo yore sa sona kang chu she bato ni lanen le tu ne ya pang lo bato midi wa che tele ya wa ji chen da lo yore sa ne re wa che ne ti ki pong do yore sa.
So until now, what let us down is because, you know, because we don't implement Dharma, you know, even though we know how to practice, but, you know, we don't implement. So we think, you know, there is more than, you know, this to practice. So that is how, you know, that is what we are lacking, and that's how we remain in this state up to now.
Tendriki Shancho Lanche Rinpa Deyane Thoma Dajat Denpa Shaja Tobe Song Ani Paato Yane Jagala Nyame Chowa Chimbe Song Ani Tha Ani Nyango Lama Tsongkawa Chimbe Song Ne Tere Nga Song Chine Jaya Deyane Nyango Lama Tsongkawa Chimbe Song Beyane Shancho Lanche Chimbo Senge Dere Waasala.
So this kind of great treatises that called the stages of the path to enlightenment, at first taught by the historical Buddha Shakyamuni, and then in the middle, the great Indian master, you know, practice, and, you know, and at the end, Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, reveal this teaching.
Tela karal sache ichana karal me dagarsana tela zeba bichwa se urwasala.
So if we mention the chapter, then this is called the, you know, this is called the, you know, chapter first, the a greatness of the author.
Chidan de zeba bichwa sana zamba po ye nang ta tang chidan ter wala da sa je khono ne du de sa je ne tang da sa ye lama pa de lami nang ta song de la chidan zeba bichwa se gora yin na ngo chu du du je ne ni de ne de pa de song shang yi de ka du la ni la sa ji zamba po de ye chu chu ro bo yin de ro ji la sa se ma sha ne ni mi se ge de ban ro ji je to na ko de la pa li ye chu ji sa ro ro wa sa.
So when we generally say the greatness of the author, you know, immediately we should understand that, you know, whoever wrote that, you know, that text, it revealed the, you know, that text author's, you know, all those, you know, autobiographic, or, you know, the greatness of that teacher.
Ani tenju ge lama chibe thamba tese ge ndi nola kar song sha yore sa la yedi sen di thau zo song sa yore sa la shi gro wala.
So, you know, then what subject is mentioned in that, in this text, then immediately we should understand that, you know, the subject is to transform our undisciplined, behaviors of the three doors into a disciplined one.
Labad ben shang chung lari chen mo nyaw sa ling chen so na chi kha ji chung lo de se ge me ba dong ani ge ne di ne den sha yo ro as.
So especially if one is practicing lamrim, then you know then the all the practice of the Vajrayana also included in lamrim, so you don't have to look for those practice in other texts. So all this included in the second chapter, which is the greatness of the teaching. So why he is telling this all the time, because he Rinpoche hope that we all remembers it, because when we do the meditation on the appearance of the path, then we need to know all the all the chapters subsequently.
So
then the third is, how one can teach and how, one can able to practice this revealed in the third chapter. So if you know the third chapter, then you immediately recall and comprehend the contents of that in the by recalling the chapter.
Da sachi jipa sa la yu de ene jun de yu su zo ba de sachi jipa na ru yu ba de la sa chi la re sachi jipa sa de la re chi mo do do lo ni cha tu bi sa ni chi.
So then the fourth chapter, so which is the body of the text. So when you say fourth chapter of the lamrim, then immediately we should we should know that from path to Buddhahood, all revealed in the fourth chapter.
Ana lari chambo de nyansa lemba la kanda lengo ra sewe di ya lari chambo nyansa lengso na ni thoma lari chambo mano wa de ngi yin ji mi ji lama ji la ten ge re da sle we di lang ji zao xian ji ten bi chi yu sheng di.
So then how we could able to practice Lamrim, you know, then immediately, you know, it begins with the reliance on the teacher. So, you know, that is the beginning of the path in Lamrim. So if we able to, you know, identify all this chapter, you know, unmistakably, then, you know, until now, what we have, you know, study, you know, it become worthwhile. So we are on the fourth chapter, and in the fourth chapter there are two parts. First is reliance on the teacher, that we completed, and the second is, you know, by relying on the teacher, how we, you know, transform our mind, or transform our three doors, or train our mind, you know, that is on the second part.
Da sajje jepa khoron la kharsa ten lo che ta jam bi rin ba sing de la sajje ni du ni de pe na gi ten la nyen bo len bi shi ko wa ne nyen bo che ta lo bi chi se de ni zai sajje la ta ta ten ni no re ta lang ngo je na ri ngo je.
So then, on that we are, you know, on the second chapter, second parts, there are, you know, another, you know, two parts. It says, you know, the identification of the leisure and opportunity. And, you know, once you identify that, then, you know, how we train our mind.
Then, the day that you have to go to the school, you have to go to the school, and you have to go to the school, and you have to go to the
So the meaning of the first you know, part is that, you know, we have attained, you know, this kind of leisure and opportunity. So if we realize this, then, you know, we should not waste this kind of rare opportunity. So what we have to do is we have to try our best to grab an essence from this kind of leisure and opportunities attainments.
Tiki tombo tana tewa ngon zon joba ngon kasa tewa dan joba se ite ni ngon zon dro tsari. Di che wadi nga zon ki lu ten de la che che wala makang pa ye eni je dan trebi che che wala teba tena ngon zon rindu. Inzana rani la tsanggo ya nga tena tsanggo du, rani desa ki nga tena nga tsanggo ya eni jenjo nga dan rani ngon chen tsanggo du sengi teki eni tewa kasa ngon zon sengi tere, tenjo ngon zon sengi.
So then the identification of leisure and opportunity. So leisure part done, and the opportunity is that, you know, five from our side and five from, you know, other side. So, you know, all this, you know, we went through last time, and, you know, all we are free of, we are endowed with this, you know, all this, or equipped with all these resources.
Mune pa chö lane tu ne betlo de lo ba pesa lo ba na yin ro ten jong chi mina ani mune ma kham ba je da khan de che sha ani ma kham ba je de ja na de wa khan de cha sha ani rani la chang go de jen la chang go de khan de chang du se ne da je je ne da je je ne xin ni ma de zhi ge chang wa de rani le ji po ban de da ni ye se po ban de da zhuo de ji den de qian bo yin ba xie suo na po ba de zhuo le guo ruo
So, you know, if we meditate, you know, then, you know, we should identify leisure and opportunity, and what are the leisure that, you know, we are free of all those hindrances, and then you know, we have attained this freedom of leisure and the opportunities, different opportunities. We, you know, contemplate on this. And then, you know, we will realize that, you know, we have a perfect human rebirth, human birth. So, you know, so if that is the case, then we will get a feeling of, you know, fortunate ourselves, and, you know, that will be basis for our sense of, you know, sense of confidence, and also a sense of feel happy.
The garas na ngaso lanre nono chio kante chio garas la wode chio ganja garas na pe.
So if somebody asks, you know, what is, you know, the practice in Dharma, so then, you know, meditation. So it make clear in Lamrim. So meditation is the key practice. So, you know, why we meditate is, you know, to transform our undisciplined behaviors or thoughts into a
discipline one.
So then if somebody asks, then, you know, making an offering and prostrations and so on, all those practice, you know, what are all those practice is those support or, you know, help in our meditation to be successful.
Minja yi chepa kare ya jen do yore se so na sen ma rong pa ki kenhi di pa sha bi je te ni la yun ten ji nyugu sabha ji che yore la da te je na yini shang chu sen na ngen chu sen da tong yu tu be ta wa se ten ro tong tu sere la da.
So how we benefit by meditating is that, you know, we dispel, you know, our contamination of our mind, and by cleansing that, you know, arise, you know, sprout of, you know, of discipline, a mind, you know, from that, you know, sprout all the, you know, all the, you know, all those, you know, qualities like renunciation, bodhicitta, and as well as realization of emptiness, all arises within that sprout. So no, now, you know, we don't want to, you know, elaborate further. We will go through the text.
Nipa tenjo tenche wa samba nes. Tombo tala tanje ngozo karsa. Dewa je dan joba je sengi tala tenjo ngozo ma se. Nipa tenjo tenje inso na tenjo te kare che ne yapo re se na tenche mo shu ju tu re se. Tenjo tenche wa sengi ta samba ta.
So, we read through the text, you know, I guess, we are, I guess, 120 where?
Towards the very bottom of the page.
Yep. So the second part, contemplating the great importance of leisure and opportunity. So we read, you know, the text, until death, animals strive merely to avoid suffering and achieve happiness. Therefore, if you do this and do not practice the pure teachings for the sake of achieving lasting happiness, then you are like an animal, despite being born in a happy realm.
Mune yoro la da ta kanje mashi tsenje dewa da tsende ji dewa da dongye se ta jenge tindro ya khandro wala da tindro ama ji ji bu nga tu so tu nga khandro wala da.
So that we all know that, you know, like mentioned here, that, you know, the animal also survive, and not only that, but, you know, they raise, you know, even one animal can raise, you know, many children. Read the text as, you know, Sandra Gorman's letter to a student states, just as an elephant calf craves a few mouthfuls of grass that grow at the edge of a deep pit and fall into the charms without obtaining any. So it is with those who desire the joys of this world. So that, you know, we can see, you know, some animals, they crave for, you know, few grass grow in the cliff, and they so crave for that grass, and they went to the edge of the cliff to eat that grass, and before get the chance to taste the grass, they accidentally fall from the cliff. So it is like this analogy is like, you know, in our mundane life, we crave for all those, you know, things that, you know, mundane, temporary pleasures. So we crave for that, and, you know, and it, when we achieve that, it don't give any satisfaction. Not only that, but we crave more and more. By doing that, you know, it will give us overwhelming sufferings.
Pena tenri ki kete de shena jeda chozo de shena anjo ndo ma jela da pena ma su ki pe pe jange yeso na pena ari no gosa thoshu ki meji da danda kono ji ta cha yenge pena jeda yushu pena saya to na kangye meji menji ni ge sembal kale ji ge shinju jena da ji jenge yeso na sembal ge dewa de shede de jacha peje sunju danda pango de
So, you know, it is like that, you know, the mundane things, fames, powers, and so on don't have any, any satisfactions. Like in America, the most powerful is the president, and you know, and the ordinary people, you know, who has sufficient, you know, resources to survive, and you know, and if we check between these two, you know, who has the more, you know, peace of mind. Or calm mind, or if we could able to, examine, and you know, then we will find that you know that ordinary person will be much happier.
So
So and also in the society, you know, if some pretend like, you know, they have a kind of a superficial renunciation, and then they pretend like, you know, they have a you know, renunciation, and pretend like a, you know, a hermit or great practitioner, then you know, there would be a, you know, not appropriate. Otherwise, if we go go within this practice, then you know, that would be the answer.
Yanchi sanje da jinde ki den da rani rang me nge cha ndu gi chuba ngo ne chi cha so na ni ngo ne ta da de so na gi chi ndo so na ni ko dewa ne dewa ma ndo ya ma re la da ka ma so na gi ke ge ma je be ne ga ta le chi cha ga cha so da ta da chue gi se ji min de ya che ni ji ten gi chu ra bu sa.
So, you know, if one is really, you know, mature and ripen their mind and have a, you know, degree of realizations, then, you know, we can remain like a beggar, and you know, they can you know, descend from higher and higher path. Otherwise, you know, people like us, if we try to act same like those, you know, great practitioners, then we will lose from the both sides, from mundane and from the spiritual.
Shumatun chojo yani ka yoris la la ma ten chure ten lo ji do yina mi sida ma bang go zong la ma ten yisel la ris sa ten shi yen do ten de de yina ka sita ji yen jo no zo she min.
So and also, you know, even worse, then, you know, one might criticize the lama that lama make me you know, like a beggar. So that there are all that kind of, you know, stories, you know, tell in the teaching, you know, by the lamas. Rinpoche is not sure is that true, or, you know, somebody just made it up. He is not sure.
Just looking now. Je te ta bi chu du ba dan che ba de te jin je la du ba ne te ga ya rong ge me chu ba me chu be sa ha chi be ten de ta ba ta go de lo tin le sa de shi lan ten ro wan jen be che ji ji sen je ta ji me yi ni ba ga yi ba de ne la ta li ni mi la mi ta na ka de ren zin myong jo to shi mi shi ta sa nye dunju ba le chang sa me che wa han sa te ta dung he ta ya ba dan den yang sa ne chu yin be ge ba xie wa yang nye ga wo sa la ta che wa nang la yin da ni che den zhuo jie wa ju ji den zhuo ne me yin zhuo wa wo xie sun ba ta sa de ba lu le chi.
We read through the text, not just any life will suffice for the practice of such pure teachings in general, or for the practice of the Mahayana path in particular. Consequently, you must attain such a life as was described earlier, the letter to a student. With a human life, you attain the spirit of enlightenment, which is the basis for the path to the state of sugata, which bring great mental force and which equipped you to lead all beings, either nagas, demigods, vidya, gandharas, garudas, kinaras, or snakes attend this path. Also, the descent into the womb sutra states, even though you have been born a human with such limitless suffering, you still have the best of situation. It is difficult to attain these events in 10 million eons. Even when the deities die, the other deities may, other deities say, may you have a happy rebirth. By happy rebirth, they mean a human rebirth.
Pena nga so ge lute de ten chenpo karu ten gure se so na tatu ge ten chenpo du tu gure, neko ge ten chenpo du tu gure se. Tenda teni no de ur lada. Nga so ge lute de ito la.
So the explanation of, you know, by happy rebirth, they mean a human rebirth. So by obtaining or a human rebirth, you know, the explanation is that if we make attempt, then, you know, we can able to able to obtain a meaningful, you know, temporary temporary in this life, and as well as meaningful things in many, you know, future lives.
Pen tenda do do ten tenre pen ta tu yu ten sanje ko bo nga so yi ten lu tu gore ne ko yi ten la de mi ko ba nga so yi ten lu tu gore.
So that means temporary, you know, meaningful means that, you know, by, you know, making attempt to practice, temporarily we can able to attain the, you know, fortunate rebirth, like in our next life, we can obtain the human rebirth, as well as, you know, deities or celestial birth. And, you know, ultimately, you know, if we make attempt in our spiritual, you know, quest, we can also attain the Buddhahood too.
Tanda rotung yin rong teki. Ani rani sanji ji kapa la doba ma te jen sanji tanji ani sanji ji kapa la tri tuwe ye. Ani cha jen de nga su mele zangwere ma to mele jen bi la lu ni nangka den sengi to doshi sengi to su kanka la tenri ki cha jen de zangwere ma re.
So same like mentioned here that, you know, in the life of, you know, nagas, demigods, and garudas, and so on, cannot able to, you know, do all those things. Only human rebirth, in human rebirth, can able to attain all these temporary attainments and the ultimate attainments of Buddhahood to ourselves, and as well as lead all the, you know, sentient beings into that state too.
Yang yin ju se de pe jin do yin na mi she. Yang me jian na yang de ta ni dong he ta ye ba ji den yang se dong he ta ngo su mo la dong he ta ye ba jin do a dong he ta ye ba ji ye na yang ni me jia sa ye ne ko rong pe ne chu ya shu yin zan ni ni tindriki mechi asake netele mechi chewate ane kyeba shewa tayabal kale jana ne tukumare sondwa.
So as mentioned here, even though in human life there are such an limitless sufferings, but you know, to attain this kind of birth, you know, even though you make every effort, it is difficult to attain this kind of rebirth, even in 10 million years. So like mentioned here, when their friends, deities, you know, die, the other deities make a wish or a prayer that may reborn in the, you know, happy rebirth. So their happy rebirth means a human rebirth. So read through the text. Thus, even the deities hold human life as something toward which they aspire. So, you know, this kind of our human life is not easy to attain. So, you know, all those deities also pray to be a reborn as ourselves. So why they do that? Because, you know, in the deity's life, you know, they don't have to work, and they always enjoy the the celestial existence, you know, fun things like playing in the gardens and bathing in the, you know, lakes, and they simply, you know, all full of enjoyments. We read the text. A life as a certain types of desirable deities, one who has strong latent propensities due to previously having trained in the path as a human, can serve as a basis for initially seeing the truth. However, you cannot initially attain the path of a noble being during a life in the higher deities realm. However, moreover, most desirable deities are said to be in a condition that lacks leisure as as explained previously. Therefore, a human life is the supreme basis for initially achieving the path. Furthermore, since a human life on the Uttara Kuru continents is not a suitable basis for the vows, there in praise for a human life on the other three continents. Moreover, among these, there is praise for a human on Jambudvipa.
Mayu ten de tenri kye chenpo yin ke karare salawa yin an dere. Pena la tenri yin su na, mayu ten la yin ge yu chu la lao mongpo zhang de pacha zhang yin tenri yin na, la yu ten la yin yang ji chu kyu yu to na yin lao tenri jeba yore es. Ma to, la korong yi ten la denpa pena palang sa to taba zhang de sik ma re, so doa.
So, path of a noble being. So, you know, in those desire realms, deity or the celestial beings, you know, in their birth, if one is really, you know, practiced in the previous life and leave a deep imprint in their mind streams, then, you know, there is an exception or a special case that, you know, due to that, you know, some might, some might become a basis for, or you know, initially seeing the truth, or you know, or initially, obtain the path of path of Aryas. Other than that, you know, it is impossible attain a path of Arya beings in those existence.
Kasi ngasu makambi jie no na ene lhatsere manas jiawa singe jie yawala na dola pe chawa ene dikhundi re songdwa.
So we already, heard that, you know, in the leisure part, one is that if we reborn in those, you know, long life deities, that is the, you know, one opposite side of the leisures.
Then the last thing in the Jana Hach Kiki Lea Marcari Salasona, the Lady Jogor Salada, then the Macombi Neris.
So, you know, even though they have a lot of, you know, extraordinary powers and all those, luxuries in there, but you know, their existence is, you know, a lack of leisure.
Pena tenri chire pena no, lasing iti pena. Pena bugu zemu gabu shugu chile pamagi bugu tele zemu jasa chitre shana zemu tele pet chi karsa dopan chi makong pada ko ke ke chengu ma zemu kono kala sa chengu ma rola zemu te garan ngo ko de gro wala.
So those existence deities are like, you know, like a small kid, you know, who wanna play. And if the parents give them their favorite toy, then, you know, children will play with it, you know, and they don't get hungry, they don't get tired or whatever, they don't think about nothing else than play. So those, deities are like that.
And it 세무들이 아산에 예사소는 지 파마 여러 가르치에 거는 가르치가 지고로 대나기기 사생이 된하 게 레게니 제부 롱쇼에게 네빠데 조아 다가랑이 아니 코 제와시만 로이 디슬레자레 대도베데 하타치 이르나 쿠이 동해데 피지 가르네 녀와치지 동해데 녀버스도 앞에나 콜라 치르메데 하타치로 코치데 포로고도 치대포에 나가서는 아주 매도니 인도하는 게 차로도 근데 하신다 콜리지님한테 코로지콜 하듯은 양해시 양바 마찰 할 것이라 봐도 대 돈에 코냐와 가인에 대제거에 봐도 하고도 저기 동해 셀 내바지 던저제도 그 이제 뿐에 그 놓아셔 봐 상리마도 배가 배 동해 신나서 쇼야르세요 소도
So like that children, you know, when the children lost the interest of that toy, then, you know, they will go back and cry and, you know, complains or whatever. So likewise, those, you know, desirable deity are, even though in their life, you know, they are full of, enjoyments and pleasures, but, you know, at the time of their death, you know, you know, different death signs will appear, and you know they know that now the you know time of death comes, and you know they have some kind of you know clairvoyance that they know that when they die, where they're going to reborn. And they're not reborn in a higher states, even though there are exceptions like mentioned here, you know, who have a deep imprint in their mind stream. That's an exception, or in a few cases. Otherwise, mostly they reborn in a lower existence because, you know, they use all their accumulation of virtues of merit in their one lifetime, and they have no any virtues left. So, you know, only thing left is the, you know, all the negativities in their mind stream. So they're going to reborn in a lower existence, and they know they through their, you know, limited clairvoyance, they know where they're going to reborn. And they have a tremendous, you know, anxiety, fears, and depressions, and unbelievable. And they really suffer more than some kind of hell existence. So, when they are death sign comes, you know, it's like a flower decaying, a beautiful flower. It start to rot, and it will comes a bad smell, and so on. So here, human life on the Uttara Kuru continent. So that means in the sutras, in the in the sutras, the Buddhist point of views, you know, cosmology, it says, you know, in the center there is a Mount Meru, and the four directions there are four continents, like, you know, this earth is, like mentioned here, Jambudvipa is our earth, and Uttara Kuru is on the west. So, and the other two, these three continents, are not suitable basis for the to arise a new vow. So you know they have they are not equipped for the basis of the vows like us.
And I think there is only a series of cases here that I am also pension is here again. Jilly Jilly and Chato saying this, Jiba Medusa, and the Jong Roger, your soul daughter. The Tata Degan, Miss Conjun, the Chimachina, Conjun, Naso, and Lord Zambuliba said the Rogi Long on the Chandi, Lenti Chandler Salada.
So, mention in the sutras how the, world, exist may not be, accurate in the scientific finding. So His Holiness the Dalai Lama always mentioned, these things. In any way, this Jambudvipa is our earth, and we, the earth beings, human beings, we are earth human beings, Jambudvipa human being, and we are located on the, south side of the Mount Meru.
Pena kandendre pena lo zambuli se de pena kasare kosa no shono no no ni ba ngai na dam ni da no ni rambochi ro pasan chin o pasan chin pena zambuli nga chon zambuli ba ki chuno ro de ni kasa pasan chin se hindu che la da pasan chin de hindu de no buri de ko jangso no man de no sa de zambu se de da ta ta re Tiki Jatabala then Mikoron and Zambulimba Senatares and Kui Jashino Terepache.
So like in our mandala offering, it says, I don't know in English, I don't remember, but in Tibetan it calls Paksam Gishin. So, there is a wish granting tree, or, there is a tree, all those continents and subcontinents, they have their own, own collective wealth. So on the south, for the earth beings, there is a wish-granting tree. So and in the it's a precious tree, and it gives a big fruit. So when the fruit ripes and it falls down in the ocean, then it make a sound like Zambu. So from that sound, our names, come from. So it is, in Sanskrit, it's called Jambudvipa, and in Tibetan, it's called Flodzambuling. So, among all these different four continents, Jambudvipa's human beings are praised among these four their, for their for their elements that, you know, they have the potential to fulfill the, you know, ultimate and the immediate, you know, attainments. So Nagpa in Tibetan and praise in English.
Then attend to it, there's some bottom and there's some bottom and there's a cheese and jabber me by shells. In the Zenda, Malajo, Rani, you be tens of bottom richy, Rani letters at the Tahasa Tola Tonsen and Jabu, you engage in Major, the Tola Ton, the Karim be catcher in Dochi, Jabber by cheese and Jabber by shells. Karachan and Jabber by Chevius. Sondo.
So read through the text, therefore, repeatedly meditate with thoughts such as this. Why would I waste this attainment of such a good life when I act as though it were insignificant? I am deceiving myself.
Mm-hmm.
Read through the text. What could be more foolish than this? Just this, once I am free from continuously tracking the many narrow clips path of leisureless condition, such as miserable realms. If I waste this freedom and return to those conditions, it would be similar to losing my mind like someone dazed by a magic spell. As Aryasura says, a human life plant the seed for going beyond cyclic existence. The supreme seed of glorious enlightenments, human life is a stream of good qualities, better than a wish-granting jewel. Who here would attain it and then waste it? And also engaging in the Bodhisattva's deed states, there is nothing more So as mentioned here, by attaining this kind of, you know, precious birth, you know, if we lose it without achieving anything, then, you know, we would be, you know, like, you know, letting ourselves
down.
So like mentioned here, you know, I am free from continuously taking the same narrow clip path of leisureless conditions such as miserable realm. You know, we've been there, you know, infinite times, and, you know, come out from there, you know, once. If we waste this freedom and return to those conditions again, then it would be similar to losing my losing our mind, like someone mentioned here, dazed by a magic spell.
Bena so so ge sana da na ngne den ri ge ne jo jang me ba jing ye so ge ne se de sha ngne de ni ne ji tho lin ji tho bu ma se den ri ge na zo mo je ye kam de la ngne nga ro nga ro ge ti su tho la ta ma ja ji ma jen na de ri sa ma re sa na yang de yang de gao shi song do da da do do de
so like mentioned here you know by realizing those things you know that you know we are out of those miserable conditions you know from you know, from many countless eons. So, you know, we gotta, you know, think about this opportunity and, you know, and try not to waste it.
Tanda lobe po yi tere, bina kashi, mi yi tene sambundu tichi ta na yini, Kua I paru tu sanya yini, ju sa tu. Te maansi, ini zubi sanji ji gobo ta yini, saben sa nari ju sa tu. Tundru yi, bichi yijin nobo jatong bongcha le sabi yin, yun ten chi, rangi yi ten la dru tu nge jin na, ten, ten da me bata su che gri sa, che gu maru wan rabu chi.
So like the great Indian master, you know, Lobin Pao mentioned that, you know, in this life, is this life is like a, you know, a wish-fulfilling jewel that it can purify the negativities of, you know, many previous lifetimes, and as well as we can accumulate a great deal of merit to sow the seed of, you know, Buddhahood in our mind stem. So, you know, if we, when you know, if one will realize this, then who gonna waste that kind of, you know, opportunity?
Then the Dodo Tesona Tinjuye, any, then Zambo Tangye Taubate, any, Pinna.
So mean in short that you know the intelligent people who gonna waste this kind of you know great opportunities.
Dele lo jeme den dele mo ba wo jem me do os ke te da ke te to ne mo be shi ja ju li na che wan ju wa tu ji se nyang ye chen bo dang wan ju nya mi se ka yu ren te da ke lu la se ju na jo pa me ze me ba ye sen dun ju wa de me za shin de nye ga pen bi sa ji shi ta te nye ju ne da ni she da den je de she nya wa te ti na Dongi moba shaba jen, arsa, maju moba shaba jen, dalan de sem medu se, jumu tajam meshe de dagi kona jishi yu, jesumba taro osa.
Read through the text, and also engaging in the bodhisattva's deed states, there's nothing more deluded and nothing more confused. Then for me to have found such leisure, and yet not to cultivate virtue. After I have recognized this, if I remain idle through confusion, great sorrow will befall me at that time of my death. When my body roasts for a long time in the intolerable fires of hell, blazing flames of the unbearable regrets will suddenly ravage my mind. This is a rare and helpful situation. Somehow I found it by chance. If, despite my intelligence, I am drawn again to hell, then like one bewildered by a magic spell, I will have simply lost my wits. What is it within me that caused this confusion? I do not know even this. So this is, you know, reminding us, you know, that, you know, we have attained this kind of, you know, birth, which is, you know, free of leisure and full of opportunities. If we waste this, then, you know, what worse can do for ourselves than this? So if, even by knowing this, we don't make any, you know, attempts to practice, then, you know, once, you know, death comes, then, you know, we will certainly, you know, feel the unbearable regrets and suddenly ravage our mind. And also, like mentioned here, when our body rots for a long time in a, you know, hell, you know, then, you know, we will feel so much pain and suffering. And not only the body and mind also suffer, you know, like mentioned here, unbearable regrets and ravage the mind too. So once we realize this kind of, you know, attainment, we should consider it as a treasure and never to, you know, make good use of it. We free from those, you know, miserable conditions and born in the human. And in the human, if we don't, you know, try to, you know, reborn in the higher, you know, existence than this, then, you know, if we again fall to that kind of miserable condition, then it is like a mantra that, you know, actually a mantra is, to dispel, and guard our mind from, negative emotions that give rise in our mind, pain and those things. So, giving that, then, it is like mantra, give us a lot of pain and sufferings.
Dalin de se me de se se chimo dalin chimin de dan ko na ji she sing de yin tin tri ji la ne me tu ji so so nang chu tong zhe se de ji pe na se me se na ji be ji nyong ba yi le ga so de ji dan ji ka ka se wa ta ka je go ji chu ji meng yin de ji rang ni rang ni ji ngo me ji be so de ji ya da sing de yang ko da me ba re sing de yin ngo me ji be so de ji ka je ji go ji chu ji meng yin ji ngo le je be ya le so de ji re sha.
So, then at the end, our life would be kind of waste, and, we spend our life, just in a distraction and realizing nothing and, spend... waste our life in a full of confusion.
Man chu yisu ndi danda de lima chi lima kwa de wen yin na kwa de ta de gu de de gu ma re be ne chimo da cha me she de se de mo se de nga su gi danda mo ba ma ri bi mo be ne me she bi da sing de kan de jo ba me she ba da sing de kan de jo ba me she bi jana ya ko da me kro gi danda go la ya kwa le na de gu la.
So this is nothing more deluded means that the other explanation is like selflessness or the inherent existence of ourself. So there is no time left for questions. So at this time, what kind of dedication we should do?
Do you stand up at any quietness around me by Chandi? Danger Tenchawa, Danger Saint, the Mosin, the two Danger Tenchawa in the machine.
So the dedication is until now, we didn't realize the precious human rebirth and the potential of human birth. So, because of that, we didn't make any progress. So now, we realize this, know this, and, try our best to, not to waste this kind of rare opportunity, and could able to follow the path of those great masters, for that we do the today's dedication.
Chess on the chin, a coat, chair, major injury, near the tender lachel in legal, chorus with the tender legal lachel London, must come a chair, chow, tenemari, and then a social dying on the kin and on it. So, you know,
we should, you know, do our best, you know, otherwise it would be like a kind of, you know, kind of like a rule or regulation or like that. We are not like that. You guys came, you know, voluntarily, Rinpoche teach voluntarily. So, you know, we are not getting any, you know, kind of, it's not a job like, you know, you get paid whether you like or not for the sake of the, you know, paycheck. You work and you guys also, you know, not like a job here, come to listen and get paid. Not like that. So, you know, we all voluntarily to make, come here to make some kind of differences in our, you know, life. So, you know, we do our, try our best in every means.
Dāgī jīnī sāpī gīvā jīnī dīndāndu kīnā gāmpī dāng jīvā jīsī nūsā jābā yī dīmbī nīmbā jīndū sījī
Lord, I'm Zambo,